So more evidence of the so-called social gap we're seeing as part of the selection campaign. New numbers show twice as many kids are hospitalised due to malnutrition than compared with a decade ago. At least 120 kids a year have an overnight stay in a hospital due to nutritional deficiencies and anaemia. Paediatrician from the Child Poverty Action Group, Dr. Nikki Turner, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. I'm actually not a paediatrician, I'm a general practitioner.
My sincere apologies.
No problem.
One is too many, obviously. I think we'd all agree on that. But 120, when you deal with hundreds of thousands of kids in this country, 120 doesn't strike me as the end of the world.
The problem here is not nutritional deficiencies alone. The problem here is most of our children in the very low-income families are poorly nourished. And then when they get respiratory illnesses and also when they have poor housing conditions, they get sick and they get more sick than other children. So the problem is the poor state of their nutrition is just one part of why they get sick. And so when we look at how to help our children, we can't just fix their housing, which we desperately need to do, but we also need to look at why they're nutritionally deficient.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you raised that, because why are they nutritionally deficient? Is it just pure poverty, or are there some bad choices going on there?
There's bad choices throughout the whole world, of course. But what we know from the evidence base is that people on low incomes do not make more bad choices than other people. In fact, they are better at budgeting and tend to make less bad choices. The problem is the lowest incomes in New Zealand are too low to be able to effectively feed our children well. And if you look at evidence like the University of Otago Food Survey, where they look at the weekly food cost for people, the lowest incomes in New Zealand will not be sufficient to be able to sufficiently feed children from well and healthy food regularly.
Wouldn't that vary widely depending on where you live in the country? And if you are in a rural location, you can grow your own vegetables, there's a great deal more self-sufficiency and so on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure, it'll vary to some extent. But across the whole country, the overall principle is the lowest incomes are probably about half of what you need to feed a child well. So what happens is that people will stock up on very cheap, poorly nutritious foods.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of two-minute noodles and cheap white bread going down. And then the kids end up being paradoxically overweight. But they're short on iron, they're short on vitamin D, they're short on all the important micronutrients that when you get an infectious disease, you will recover from. So throughout the whole country, our lowest incomes for our children are inadequate. And yes, I mean, it would be an advantage if you live somewhere where you can grow some of your vegetables, but that will not be sufficient to breach the gap we've got currently.
What about simple things like cooking skills and whether they actually know how to cook properly and what they do cook and how they cook it, and it's actually not that expensive if you know what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Cooking skills, you know, being able to grow vegetables, all of these are important factors, and you're probably aware that there are quite a few initiatives going around the country to help those. So these are all really important, but we cannot avoid the fact that when we crunch the numbers, the very lowest incomes in New Zealand just do not make it. And you know, there's really sad data to show that the lowest incomes, people are spending about 60% of their income on food now. Back in 2007, they were spending less than 50%. You know, and the international advises that the amount of your income that you should spend on food should be about 30%. So when you look at the amount that has to go on food and the lowest incomes, it's not enough. Now, this is not what people want to hear. We want to hear that people can just manage better on their incomes. We don't want to hear that they need more. But actually, this is the cold, hard truth.
All right, Nikki, appreciate your time as always. Nikki Turner, who is with the Child Poverty Action Group.